Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut, highlighting some of the great events going on across the state. I welcome you into this morning. And joining me from the Connecticut Landmarks Association is Jana Colasino, the Connecticut Landmarks Hartford Educator. So you might have Hartford, but there's a lot of other things going on in the state. Thank you for coming in this morning. I appreciate it. Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
And, you know, give the listeners a quick history about Connecticut Landmarks.
We are the state's largest heritage museum organization, and we have really 11 properties across the state of Connecticut that highlight Connecticut's 400-year history.
And that's the thing, you know, there's a lot of history in this state.
Absolutely.
And it's sad, I guess we could say, that a lot of people don't recognize the history that the state has. You know, we're one of the original 13 colonies.
Absolutely.
We've been here a while, so there's a lot of history. And I mean, I got some printouts of just the stuff going on just in the next month or so, but Connecticut Landmarks is busy all year round.
We are, but like you said, we have tons of great activities coming up in the next few weeks at our properties.
So we can start with one coming at the end of the month, rolling into December. So it's a little busy weekend, Thanksgiving weekend, but if
yes.
You have some free time, or if you have some family in town and you want to escape for a little bit with the family, we can do some wreath making. Tell me about that.
Yes, that is taking place at our Bellamy Faraday House out in Bethlehem, Connecticut. And our horticulturalist on staff there takes visitors through the wreath-making process with, you know, you've got the wreath form and you're putting together your own wreath. And it's a lot of fun. It's really a sense of accomplishment to hang that wreath on your front door. I did it a couple years ago with my kids. And they're teenagers, and they were actually excited to be out there. So,
oh, see, that's it. We're bringing youth back outdoors. They're making something with their hand, and they can be proud of it.
Yes.
And there's something to be said about that. You know, handmade, you can say you made it. There might be a little imperfection here and there, but that's the story that went into that piece. I mean, wreath making's been around. I mean, people have been making wreaths as long as trees have been around, and
right.
People have been around. So you can get out there and do that. That's a phenomenal thing. The Bellamy House is great.
It is.
And, I mean, that's one of the things. There's so many of these historic homes across the state that Connecticut Landmarks works with. That's just one of them. I mean, you can go out and make some wreaths. And then there's some other stuff coming up. And one of them, teddy bear tea.
Yes, this is going to happen at our Phelps Hathaway House in Suffield, Connecticut. This is a wonderful activity for families with younger children. They can bring their special friend, a teddy bear or a doll. And there's a story and there's tea. And it's in the setting of this really beautiful home that will be decorated for the holidays. So you can get some good family pictures if you haven't sent your Christmas cards out. And it's just a fun event for everybody.
And that's the thing, you know, New England, you think of those scenic pictures. They're always in front of a, you know, an old Victorian or colonial house. Well, you're inside the house this time. You can take those pictures inside the house.
Yes.
Visit these places. This is, you know, everyone across the country thinks of this time of the year and that quintessential colonial house with the white picket fence and the snow falling. Here in Connecticut, we have those. Like, you can go visit those. You
That's
can make
true.
Those postcards, people. So get out there and visit some of these things. And I mean, I have three boys, so that, you know, we never did tea time. But for a little girl to go into these homes and have tea in these homes with her family, I mean, that's got to feel pretty special.
I think so. I mean, this is where memories are made. Take grandma or grandpa along with you or cousins that may be in town. It's a beautiful house and a really wonderful event.
And that's, you know, it's happening December 7th and 8th.
Yes.
And like you just brought up, you know, grandparents and caregivers. they're always looking for something to do. I know when my parents watch the kids in the summer or in the winter, if there's a snow day or when they were younger, they're always looking for something to do. And Connecticut Landmarks has some great stuff for them to do.
We do. You know, at that Phelps Hathaway House in Suffield, we are helping the whole town of Suffield, kick off their 350th anniversary celebration. And it's going to be at our house, and they are decorating dress mannequins like Christmas trees. And all sorts of people in the Suffield community are getting involved. And so we're going to have a kickoff party on December 5th from 6:30 to 8:30 to celebrate Suffield. And the house will be decorated in addition to those tree ladies. But people can come in and see the decorations there for then the following two weekends, the 7th and 8th and the 14th and 15th. And we have a special caregivers day on December 11th. That's a Wednesday from 1 to 4 in the afternoon, you know, where they can go in and enjoy those decorations, admire everyone from Suffield's submissions to this tree lady activity, and they can have cider and a cookie, and it will just be a wonderful memory for families to make.
And decorating trees, I mean, that's one of those things where everyone has their own little unique spin on decorating trees. Some family members in my family do like the classic white tree. I prefer the just chaos. Just put everything up there, you know, the kids' ornaments that they drew 7 years ago to ones they just got. Christmas trees tell a story. And so I mean, that's going to be a very interesting thing to see, you know, different members of the community building and decorating their own tree, just to see the different styles and thoughts and processes go into that. I think that's going to be pretty neat.
I agree. I am really excited for this event and looking forward to going up there. Not only the house will be filled with these tree ladies, but also our barn. And if you've seen that barn in Suffield, it's really big. So I think there'll be a lot of exciting tree ladies to see and experience.
And that's the thing. There's so many different things you can see and view. I mean, you have the Home for the Holiday weekend tours. That's the Suffield 350th anniversary, so you can visit that house. There's the other holiday tours. And then one thing that you've been working with for a very long time, pretty much since the day one, is the First Night Hartford Festival. You know, you're in Hartford, there's all these historic homes, and you bring them together to celebrate Hartford and celebrate the history of Connecticut and Hartford.
Yeah, First Night is such a great event. You will have to cross our fingers to have good weather. But the Butler McCook House on Main Street, Hartford, it's the oldest house in Hartford. You can come in. We'll have a family-friendly craft activity there. And then you'll also have tours of the house. It's a great place to come in and warm up if you're taking part in some of those activities down in Bushnell Park. But Hartford Public Library and the Wadsworth and lots of other institutions, Center Church, all are part of First Night, and it's wonderful. Our event is from 1 to 5:30. So if you've got younger kids and you want to see the 6 o'clock fireworks in downtown Hartford, that's a great time to catch those as well. And this is an event that's free with your First Night wristband. And it's a great way to start 2020.
Yeah, like I said, it's during the day, so you don't have to worry about the kids staying up late. You know, they can still enjoy the fireworks. They can have some historical learning going on. It's just, that's the thing. There's so much going on that it spreads across. We've been really focusing on, you know, the next couple weekends.
Yeah.
But there's so much that goes on across the year.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
Give me a little taste of what we're going to look forward to in 2020, some of the other events that will be coming up.
Wow. In 2020, we always have wonderful kids camps at some of our properties, Hempstead Houses in New London, Phelps Hathaway House, and the Nathan Hale Homestead in Coventry all have camps for kids to come and experience what life was like if you lived in those houses back then, which I think maybe it's a great way to get kids away from screens, but also make them appreciate all the comforts of their lives. And our staff at those houses work really all year long to prepare for these camp weeks, and they're a lot of fun. In Hartford, one of the things we've done recently is reopen the Isham Terry House for visitors. And this is a beautiful Italianate house. If you drive in and out of Hartford on 84, it sits right above 84 before you go under the tunnel in Hartford. Mm-hmm. And everybody always says, what is that house? But we're having a lecture series in February and March there with some interesting speakers. We also have tea parties there, which are fun. There were two women, the Isham sisters, Julia and Charlotte, who lived in this house. They lived both to the age of 98, and they lived there most of their lives, and they would have tea parties for members of the community and their friend groups to come in. So we kind of carry on their tradition and host these there. So we'll be having a vintage Valentine tea there. People had a lot of fun with. We had kids with grandmas coming and groups of friends that came with each other for this. And it was a beautiful afternoon.
And see, that's the thing. It's, you know, it's preserving the history with the present. You're bringing old school events, but with a new school flair, and it's still relevant. I mean, people still love to get together, you know, and like you said, the kids' camps are going to be great.
Yes.
You know, your kids will appreciate when they go home, and I try to explain this to my kids, you know, not too long ago, you didn't have a switch on the wall that lights came on. You had to either have a candle or you lit lights with gas if you were privileged enough to have that in your home. And these events and these instructional camps, I think, allow kids to recognize how grateful they are that, you know, the other youth of the history had to sacrifice, if we shall say, for what we have now. And all these homes, I mean, there's so much in Connecticut. It's just an amazing thing. And I think more people need to get out and visit these things. And I'm hoping that after listening to the show, people made some notes. If not, they can listen to the podcast on WTIC.com. We've been talking with Connecticut Landmarks, Jana Colasino, the Connecticut Landmarks Hartford educator, but just because it's Hartford, there's a lot of other things going on, and I appreciate it. People can go to ctlandmarks.org.
Yes, our website has tons of information about all of our events and our different houses that you can visit.
And that's the thing. There's a ton of different houses to visit, and there's always something going on.
Always.
And then there's the Facebook page, you know, Facebook Connecticut Landmarks, Instagram CT Landmarks. Yeah. You can stay up to date. You know, if you see stuff coming up, plan it, mark it on your calendar. Like I said, they're good family-friendly things to go to. The kids will get a little educated, but still have fun.
Absolutely.
And that's the key.
It is.
Teach them about history, but make it fun. And Connecticut Landmarks does a great job with that. So if there's anything you missed, check out the podcast, WTIC.com, At Home in Connecticut. Jana, I appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Well, that's another episode. Thank you, Connecticut, for waking up with us this morning on At Home in Connecticut. Have a great day.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.